Haftorah of Parshas Pinchas. The first nevuah which Yirmiyahu HaNavi receives, Kadosh Baruch Hu asks him, "What do you see? What am I showing you?" Va'omar, and I said, "Makel shoked ani royeh. I see a staff of an almond tree." Va'yemer Hashem Elai, he tapped al yirois. You are seeing well. Ki shoked ani al dvari la'asoy. Because I will be quickly, hastily, putting into effect all that I've spoken about. And Rashi explains in his first shot that an almond branch is the quickest to produce its fruit, quicker than any other trees. So too says Hashem, I will quickly make my words come to pass. And the Gemara, in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says, why does it say in Navi, "Vayishkayd Hashem al ra'a vayivea aleinu"? Kadosh Baruch Hu quickly brought the ra'a, the evil, upon us. So Ula says, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it happen 2 years before it really should have happened. Because if it would have happened when it was supposed to originally, if Hashem wouldn't have rushed it, then Chas v'Shalom, it would have been v'nei shantim, it would have been considered we were so long in Eretz Yisrael, and the gematria would have been exactly the amount of years which symbolized being followed by Chorban. Therefore, Hashem rushed it. So Dubin and Magid wants to understand why is Hashem, who loves Klal Yisrael, speaking and promising, and we'll see there's more psukim, about rushing and bringing the Peronis, the evil, upon us already. Because there's Rav's Kulei Taif, there must be a good reason why Hashem does it. So he has two similar mahalchim, Dubin and Magid. One is, he says, just like fruit and vegetables, they only get to their full flavor and taste and beauty when they are completely ripe. But when they're still growing, obviously, you pick them then, they'll be sour. You're not going to have the proper taste. It's not going to have developed the way it was supposed to. So too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send Ra'a or Taiv, if Hashem sends it early, then the Ra'a and Taiv are not fully developed. And Hashem wants to send the Ra early before it's developed, so it shouldn't be full Ra. B'chasta Yisbarach, he sends the Ra early. But B'chasta Yisbarach also, he waits for the Toiv for it to be fully developed, fully promised, and only then sends it. That's why we have a famous pasuk in the Shevet Nechemta, Mit Hashem, coming up in a few weeks. B'shetzef kesef histarki fonai regim imech. In a moment of anger, rega, when it was small, when it wasn't fully developed, Hashem says, I let the anger come against you, when it wasn't really fully grown yet. But the Rachem Hashem waits for it to be gadol. And that is why it says, he says, explains this over to Magid, in Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Dalid, Pasuk says, Hineni shoked aleihem l'ra'a v'loi l'taiva. When it comes to Ra'a, I'm going to do it quickly, but not when it comes to Taiva. Taiva Hashem waits for it to develop. And that's the pshat in that Gemara in Sanhedrin, when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits when it comes to Toiv, but for Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring it quickly. Because Hashem brings it quickly, it is not a full-blown punishment. And we can understand, let's say there's a tailor, says the Zubin HaMagid, who gets a rush job. He has 2 days to complete a very fancy garment for a chasam, for a kala. So he has 2 ways to do it, because he promised he's going to get the job done very quickly. Either he could give up from his eating, from his drinking, from his personal time, and just invest all of it in making sure that this garment comes out perfect. Or he could continue to live his life, and he promised he'll get the job done in time. So yeah, I'll do like a haphazard job. What does he do? He skips stitches, makes them bigger, does a sloppy job, but it will get done. So Yirmiyahu Navi, in the Haftarah, he's concerned. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, we're going to be having a makel shoked. You see the almond branch, which means that Yirmiyahu HaNavi realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu words are going to come true very quickly. All the peronis, all the terrible einshim of Klai Yisrael was going to be happening very, very soon. So he was very worried. Why? He thought maybe Hashem is going to do the rush job like the first type, where Hashem will be diligently involved in punishing Klai Yisrael and turn away from all other asak and point on him and call this guy. Nasati panai be'ishahu. Hashem's going to be completely involved in punishing us. So Hashem says, no, no, don't worry. Kishreik aniyala dvari la'asai se'itaf talirais. You saw the good kind. He'itaf talirais. You hear me? No, not just you saw a good nevuah. You saw the good kind of nevuah. Because yes, I'm going to be doing it quickly when it's not fully developed. And it will even be a very shvach job, a very weak job of having ra done. It will be a sloppy ra. It's not going to be particular and meticulous in causing ra. So therefore, Yirmiyahu does not have to feel so bad. That is one mahalach of the Domina. He has another mahalach, another beautiful mahalach, based on a big yisoid in a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Torah tells us, v'yadata im levavecha. You have to know, you have to think about this. Ki ka'asher yiyaser ishas benoi, Hashem alikecha miyashrekah. Just like a father gives musr to his son, so too Hashem is giving you musr. So normally, maybe we don't pay so much attention, we think it's like a father, you know, he loves his son and he has to hit him, so too Hashem has to hit him. But the pasuk really, says the Dubiner, is really teaching us a very big yisoid. There's a difference between when a foreign person, a non-loving person, hits someone to when it's the father. When, let's say, a master or someone who's uncaring, needs to hit someone, his goal is the pain. His goal is the blow. His tachlis is the pesh itself. But a father who loves his son, and in the nimshol, the Rabbani Shel Olam, is just a means, just to get a certain message, to get a certain result. It's bechlal, not about the hitting. It's not about the pain. It's just because Rabbani Shel Olam is trying to get a certain change, a certain effect. That's all what it is. That's what the father's trying to do. He's trying to put his very strong message and invoke a very strong change, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to do also. And if so, we can really understand a number of different psukim, says the Dubin HaMagid, based on this yisayid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really all he means as well. The Masul is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Per Chava, pasuk in Zayin. It says in the Navi, Kemoy Hara Takir Voledis, just like a pregnant woman who's approaching the time of birth, Tochil, the woman's trembling because she's in labor. Tizak, she's screaming Bechavaleha from her birth pains. Kein Hayinu Mipanecha Hashem, so we are the same way. Meaning to say that all the tzaras that we're going through is not a thing in itself. It's not a punishment for a punishment. No, 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 no. It's all just like a woman has birth pains, and that brings the Leida. Without the process of the child, of the birth, of the Heroin itself, of the labor, and everything that entails, there would never be a baby. So too the Rabbi Shlomo says, for a lot of good things that you want to have in your life, it's going to have to come through pain. It's going to have to come through struggling, and the Gula Asida is going to happen through the Gullus. The Gullus is a way to get to the Gula. We can't get there otherwise. We got out of Mitzrayim because we were in Mitzrayim. That makes a lot of sense, right? We got out of Mitzrayim because we were in Mitzrayim. But really, it's true. Not just a joke. The only way we were able to have the Madragas that we got, the Matan Torah and Kriyas Yamsa, was only because he went through Mitzrayim. So all the Yeyaser Ishas Benoi has a Tachlis. So that's what the pshat in this pasuk that we just read in Yeshaya. T'mayhara takav aledes, tochil tizak v'chavaleh, kein ayinu mipanecha Hashem. So we understand that all the things which are difficult is really as a mahalach in order we should be able to get to the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. Like it says in Zechariah, in Perek Ches, pasuk Yudalid, Kichoy Amar Hashem Tzvachis, Kaasher zamanti lahara alachem. Just like I once planned on doing bad to you, batsif avisechem isiyah mashem tzvachis leni chamti. When your forefathers got me angry, I had to do bad. Cain, so too, shafti zamanti bayal me'ela. These days, I'm thinking to do lehitiv as Yerushalayim based Yehuda altiro, to do good things Yerushalayim and Yehuda. Don't be scared anymore. But the Zohar Magid says no. You know what the pshat of this pasuk is? Kain shafti zamamti bayom me'el doesn't mean now. It means then. Kasher zamamti, not just like zamamti. Kasher zamamti while I was being zayin to do the ra, while Hashem was planning the ra, along with that plan for the ra was the taitza'ah, which would be type. So it's not kasher, just like Zamanti, it's kasher. At the same moment that I was zayim lahar alachem, came at that same moment, shafti, zamamti, bayom me'ela, I was planning these good days, the days of the future, were all part of the mahalach. Kasher yasir ishbenoi, ken Hashem olekecha miyasreko. Yirmiyah Novi itself writes later on in Perek of Tes, I know really what my plans always were. You thought it was ra, but it was always machshavos of shalom. It was never about ra. It wasn't lira. There was no goal of evil ever. It always had a tachlis of toif. And now we can understand also. Pasuk says right before in today's haftarah, you're in charge of the world, the nations, to do what? So listen again. Linsoish, different lashonis of pulverizing. I didn't check them out, of destruction. Linsoish, vilinsoish, ulahavid, vilaharois, and all of a sudden, without a rav, livnois, vilintoya. Why all of a sudden, after the Asnachta, is there a Vav missing? So he has a few Mahalachim, but I want to say the one that we're speaking about right now, connected to this Mahalach. It says, the Dubin HaMagid, the Linzois, Lahadiv, Laharois, all of those different types of destruction, Livnois, Lintaya. There's no Vav by Livnois, because that was Livnois. The goal of all those destructions were ultimately to build. It's all part of the Mahalach, right? They're being a record to take down the old building, Sois from Anas Livnois, because we have to go along and build now. That's really what it's all about. That's why there's no Vav by Vil Livnois, because it was never a plan of Linsoich in itself. It was only Kdei Livnois. This is one of the Mahakim, Dubin HaMagid, those took him. So the Bela, you can go back to the Nevuah of the almond tree. Why? He was given one more Masha from Dubin HaMagid. Beautiful Masha. There was a very rich man, town, whose wife passed away. He needed a shidduch, needed to get remarried. And there was, in his town, a lady who her husband had passed away, and she was a woman with good business head. And after her husband passed away, she decided she wanted to be self-sufficient, very responsible. She started to buy stuff on credit, and sell, and buy, and she was doing well. But she still had outstanding debt to different people that she owed money, different people that she had borrowed from, and different companies that she had taken stuff on credit. And this man approached her and said, listen, you make a very good impression. They spoke for a few minutes. He said, I think I want to marry you. However, I want to know that you have a clean slate. When I marry you, I'm not asking you for anything. I'm going to take care of you. But I don't want to have to pay up your debts from before. I want you to clean that up yourself before. I don't want you to be connected to any previous issues. I want you to be just with me and I'll be with you. So please, I would already tell you we could already get married very soon, but I'll give you a little bit of time so you can work on paying up this debt. Please don't take the story too personally, whatever, it's a muscle. So, what happened? The woman, you know, she owed money, but people who owe money sometimes are a little bit crooked about it, a little bit, they dray out of it. Some people start saying, oh, you know, it's not true, I don't know the money, or it never really happened, or the money didn't mix us, or they try to dray out of it, and when they try to like bring her to a din Torah, she was like going to the side and she wasn't available and she didn't get her mail, she didn't get the subpoenas and the whatever paper she was served to show up in Beis Din. So he realized time is going by and this woman is just not preparing herself, and she also wanted to get married to him, but she's schlepping around with getting rid of her debt. So what did this fellow do? Listen to Dubin HaMagid's Masha. You know what he did? He went over to all the people who she owed money to, and he gave them advice how to nail her, where she'll be when, where they could serve her the papers, how they could chop her and baze them. He helped them catch her and make her pay up her debts. So she came over to him. She realized what's going on. She said, listen, this is how you're treating me before we're married. You're sending these people after me and you're planning for me to be caught by these people. And this is what you're doing. You're being devious. What could I expect from you after we get married? He said, no, please, I don't mean any evil. Adarav, everything I'm doing today is only because I would love to get married to you. I'm trying to quickly get over all of your issues in order that we could rejoice in our marriage. An outsider, says the Dubin HaMagid, looks at Klal Yisrael. He says, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must not like them. He does all these bad things. He's planning all these evil things. He's giving other people advice how to torture Klal Yisrael, how to hurt Klal Yisrael. But we know in our hearts, our nation knows, that these are just things to bring the good. It's all for love. It all has a te'elis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing Ra, Chman al-Islan, one makkah after the other, but to bring the toiv. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Yirmiyahu Navi, a makkel shaked, the almond staff, to say, yes, quickly, I'm bringing the Ra. I'm bringing the Ra. I want to get it over with, because I want to get on to the good already. We have to go through this Ra to get to the good. But Yirmiyahu Navi was all worried. The Ra is coming so quickly. Shavasem tells him, Etav Dolirois. The Ra that you saw is really filled with good. Yes, there's a moment of pain. A long moment of pain, but it's a moment. It's a rega. But it's all about good. It's all shaken and al dvari last slice, because I want to get to all the good that I promised. Al dvari hatoiv. Last slice, I want to do that already. And here for shaken al ra, making the ra happen quickly in order that she can be followed up by all the toiv that I was promised. All the nechamas, all the yeshuas. So we have two mahalchim here from the Dubner. What Yirmiyahu Navi was concerned about, or what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thinking, he was worried in both Malachim. What the Rav Hashem wants to bring Ra on us, what does that mean? So in the first Malach, he says, if I bring it earlier, it will be before it's matured, before it's developed, it won't be such a bad Ra. And in addition, if I bring the Ra is always followed by the Toiv, it's attached, it just comes along with it. So if we bring the Ra already, we'll already get to the Toiv, to Yeshuas, and the Chameis, and Meher V'Yameinu, Amen. A good Shabbos.